And we're live. Hi, everybody. I mean, hi, Doug.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
Oh, fuck. I don't. This is one of those days where I'm not excited to record, so I assume it's going to be a shit show.
Ah, that sucks. Why is that?
I don't know. After that thing that we did with the furries on YouTube.
Yeah.
I've wanted to quit the show.
Really? How come?
I don't know.
I just don't like furries anymore.
I honestly don't know. I felt dirtier doing that than the super chat thing.
What? I thought it was funny.
What can we do to repent?
Oh God, I don't know. You can just try your hardest to move on. That's all you can do.
Okay.
That wasn't very hard. You're gonna have to try harder than that.
Oh fuck! I don't even think I have anything exciting to talk about.
No. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Can we wrap this up?
Really, really not feeling it.
Well, our patrons are going down faster than they're going up, mm-hmm. So that has me pissed off.
No. Why? You should stop looking at it.
Today I made the mistake of going to look at the exit surveys for when patrons leave.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
Well, the good thing is I wouldn't know how. But now that you brought it up, I want you to tell me why.
Apparently we're gay.
Oh, that's
I'm an
all?
Asshole.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And you. Just there's a lot of them that just say Anthony.
I think you just made that part up. If the only complaint is that we're gay and you're an asshole, I think you could have learned that before you signed up for the Patreon, right?
I'm telling you, if you are ever feeling too good about yourself and you want to get grounded, just go in there and peruse the exit surveys.
I think you should send me some. I kind of want to read them now. How about, all right, let's read them on the air.
I no, that would just encourage more people to leave.
No, just send us an exit survey, but don't leave. Oh, shit.
So you've got to be very careful in how you do all this shit. So you don't want to do anything that encourages people to leave. That's why we don't shout people out when they leave the Patreon.
Maybe we should start.
No!
We're doing backstories for everybody that leaves. Everybody that leaves gets a special episode dedicated to them. We're really going to fuck this up.
I could revert back to just contacting them all individually and tell them, running them off.
Tell them that you're going to kill yourself. Oh, shit. Oh, that's crazy. Normally I would say I don't want to read them, but I kind of do now. I don't know why that is.
All right. What do we got here? Jacob, your presence will be in the P.O. box on Halloween.
Oh.
Thank you, Jacob. I hope that it's a planer, the DeWalt planer.
For Halloween. Trick or treat. You going trick or treating this year?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, fuck. I've got to sit here and hand out fucking candy. Remember I told you last year that we had like 1,400 fucking kids?
Yes.
There's more people that come to this house for trick or treating than live in all of fucking Kansas.
Maybe you need to trash up your yard a little bit so you don't look like you got candy. Or just turn
I'm
the
way
fucking
ahead
light
of you.
Off. Just turn way ahead of you. Speaking of that, anybody need an engine from a 1973 Ford?
We bought candy starting, 5 weeks ago?
Holy shit.
We're getting it in our weekly deliveries from Walmart.
Yeah.
To whatever, 50-pound bags of fucking candy. Because we ran out last year.
Just send me whatever's going to crush my chips. Just tell them that.
Oh, so what last week we talked, was it, I don't know if it was last week or Sunday when we talked about the chicken fucker.
Yeah. I think it was Sunday.
Okay. So, yeah, it was the last episode anyway.
Yeah.
So I happened upon an update to the chicken fucker.
Really?
UK huh. man jailed for having sex with chickens in front of wife, allowed to keep pets.
What?
I said UK man jailed for having sex with chickens in front of wife, allowed to keep pets. Is something wrong with my mic?
No. No, right. It was my headphones. Sorry.
A man who had sex with pet chickens while his wife filmed it will be allowed to keep animals under a legal loophole. Rehan Beige was sentenced for disturbing act of possession, as well as possessing images of child sex. Whatever. Blah, the judge who sentenced him also banned him from owning animals. However, since it was brought to light that the judge does not have that power, meaning the order is lifted, he could only be banned from owning pets had he faced animal cruelty charges.
What? Yep, that's a loophole.
So the how do you think that that shit went down? Like, because he's sitting in jail.
Yeah. Do you think he filed an appeal? He's like, when I get out, I can't fuck my chickens. He had to. So that stuff doesn't just come up. He had to have filed an appeal. Or
that's what I mean. Like, yeah. He had to have set up a meeting with his lawyer and yes. said, look, we. I understand the sentencing came down and all this shit, but we got some shit we got to work through here.
This isn't going to work for me.
So did you have sex with kids? Yes. Did you film it? Yes. Did you have sex with chickens? Yes. Did you film it? Yes. What's the problem? I never abused them. I should be able to.
They consented.
I wasn't cruel.
Yeah, yeah. There was no cruelty involved here. So I don't understand how he didn't get charged with animal cruelty in the first place. Can't the judge just open the case back up and be like, all right, we're adding animal cruelty to the charges?
So it said he got sentenced to 3 years, and his wife, who also pleaded guilty, was given a 6-month suspended sentence.
Isn't that some shit? What does a woman got to do to get equal treatment to men, you know?
She should have put a strap on and fucked one of the chickens.
That's kind
of
what I was thinking. Anytime we read any kind of story like this, it's always that way. The men gets, you know, 40 years and the women gets like, please, can you please not do that again?
Well, do you think that she should have gotten this? Doesn't my mic sound different?
Yes. All right. It doesn't sound bad. It just sounds a little different. It doesn't sound lower or anything.
No, it has something to do with the de-esser.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like I have in my head, I'm hearing like, so don't you sinks.
That's not how I'm hearing it.
Well, it's distracting.
Turn it off.
Don't make me say anything that has any S's in it. See?
Right. Okay. I won't.
Anyway, what? So, fuck it. Moving on. I'm not going. Whatever.
You were asking me if I think she should be in jail for as long as him.
And?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if they're gonna charge him, why wouldn't they charge her too? She's an accomplice. She was right there with him.
She didn't do the fucking.
So, she filmed it.
I don't give a shit. That's not the same as fucking.
So if she filmed it, and what if she held one of the chickens down? Wouldn't that be just as bad?
Did any part of her go in any part of the chicken?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Case
so
dismissed.
What if she held the chicken? She held the chicken's mouth so it couldn't scream.
Okay, I'll give you that. If she held the chicken down.
Uh huh. Well, I don't know if she did or not.
She should get exactly half of what he
half?
Got.
Why half? I say triple.
No. If she held the chicken down and then stuck a finger inside, then she goes right up to the top, the same whatever he gets.
Chair. She gets the chair. I figure if there's one crime and they're both accomplices, they should get the same sentence. I don't know.
No, there's two crimes. fucking a chicken and filming somebody fucking a chicken.
Yeah, but if you take it all as one, maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. I'm taking the whole thing as one act. You know what I mean? But I guess
that's not how the judicial system works.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're probably right, but just doesn't seem right. God damn it.
Okay, so I would side with you if you think that we should try to start a movement to equal justice for chicken fuckers.
Not just chicken fuckers, all fuckers of any kind.
All fuckers matter.
All fuckers matter.
No, I would you wear a chicken fuckers matter shirt? Chicken fuckers matter?
Yeah. Chicken fuckers matter? Maybe. That'd be kind of funny.
And for the black folk, we can make it fried chicken fuckers matter.
I love it. He's like the black folk. Oh, it's so inclusive. I love it. I think we should. I think we could sell two different shirts. Chicken fuckers matter and fried chicken fuckers matter.
Okay. Can we move on?
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting that we talked about it.
Yeah, and then you found a fucking update. That's crazy.
Okay, next. Tennessee man trying to resurrect grandmother caused $30,000 in damage to cemetery, cops say. File this under spooky.
Oh, boy. Oh, come on. You know what? When they start like that, it makes me not even want to read the fucking article.
You're the one that put it on here.
I know, and that pisses me off that I did. Don't write articles like that, God damn it.
A man in Knoxville allegedly dug up portions of a local church's cemetery and broke headstones in an attempt to bring his grandmother back to life Monday. Danny Frazier, whom witnesses said had been sleeping near the church in recent nights, told police he was trying to resurrect his ancestor. He's charged with vandalism and criminal trespassing for the nearly $30,000 in damage on the graveyard.
So do you think that he had to break the headstones because the ghost of his grandma was telling him, you break these headstones and I'll come back and take care of you?
No, I read this thinking that he had like a long piece of timber and he was using the headstones as the fulcrum on the teeter-totter.
Yeah.
To try to launch his...
trying to bring her out of the coffin. Genius. The headstone just couldn't hold his weight. Yeah, I just thought I don't understand how. Oh God! Like, haven't we moved to a point where we shouldn't just believe that you can resurrect your fucking dead grandma if she's buried in a fucking grave? Like, we've all seen, you know, Pet Cemetery and everything. I mean, we know
it's going to go bad even
right,
if you do it.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, even if we could, haven't we moved to a point where you just shouldn't? You shouldn't even fucking try.
Who do you have in your family that's dead? Like, the closest person to you that's dead?
My grandma, I guess. Would be the closest one I could think of.
How long has she been dead?
4 years, I think. Right around 4 years.
Would you want to bring her back? I mean, assuming you could do it and not fuck it up. Like, she wouldn't come back and try to eat your brains or something.
No. I don't think so. I mean, that's the one thing that people do reliably is die. I mean, you just let them go. I don't think so.
Is there anybody that you would, if you figured out how to do it, that you'd want to bring back?
Not that's already dead, but I would be 100% Pet Cemetery if one of my kids died. Even if they do come back and eat my brains, it's worth it.
Okay. But that's one thing that people do reliably is die.
Yeah, I know.
So let them be.
Yeah, but it's hard when it's, you know, one of your own kids or whatever. Because your kids aren't supposed to die before you do. You're supposed to die before your kids. That's how it works.
Yeah, but does your grandma have like any recipes or anything that she could have passed on to you that she never got around to?
No.
Is there no reason that you'd want to bring her back?
If I did, if there was a reason, it would be just so that my mom could have her mom back, basically. I mean, not for me.
God, that's so fucking gay. Hey, I brought you a present. It's your dead mom.
She's not dead no more. No, I mean, I don't know. I just...
That'd be great. Your mom walks into her house and your grandma's propped up in a recliner with a car battery strapped to her nipples. I got you a present.
I got her working. I want to unhook her before you give her a hug. Oh, my God.
Oh, somebody is asking the questions that need to be asked. Serge says, would you make love to your reanimated grandma?
No. I mean, maybe. Reanimated how? Like, if she like, look disgusting and... Or is she clean and, you know what I mean?
Was she hot when she was alive?
I'm sure at some point.
I mean, like the day before she died.
No. Oh, if she looked exactly how she looked like right before she died? None of the like cemetery dirt or anything? Her fucking flesh falling off her face?
Yeah, I mean, we'd clean her up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how old your grandma was when she died.
I don't either.
Like, what? Okay, was she like a, what's it called, a Gilf?
No. Oh, God. I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, if we're
wait a minute, rule what out?
So if we're going through all of the like the magic of resurrecting somebody, wouldn't you want to have sex with somebody that's resurrected? I mean, that's like the miracles of science and shit, you know. And then you can fuck it. Wouldn't you want to be a part of that?
Okay. So when all this hits the papers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Low-level podcaster reanimates grandma. Then fucks her.
Yep. That's how the headline will read. Low-level podcaster makes love to reanimated grandma. Sweet, sweet loving.
What's this?
I mean, seriously, wouldn't you want to be a part of that? You know, it's a part of history. Can we get Anthony's mom on as a guest? Absolutely not.
Please. Can we please get your mom on as a guest?
No.
Like, she can wear a bag over her head. I don't give a shit. I just want to talk to her.
No, 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 no. My mom is a sweet, sweet lady. And like, I couldn't do that to her. I'm almost embarrassed that she even listens.
Mrs. Anthony. Mama Anthony. I am asking you to please reach out to me.
Uh-huh.
508-974-4489.
Don't do it.
Or you can send an email to doug.whosrightpodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at Twitter at...
Please, please, please just please. Reach out any way that you can.
We can even have an offline conversation where I ask you a couple questions. I won't even record your voice. I there's some things about this man that I need to know. Like, as a sample, I'm assuming that you breastfed till you were like 17.
We all know that my mom left when I was like 3. So I'm not sure which one's worse, that I breastfed with my stepmom or... Oh, shit.
So is that something you're comfortable talking about?
What?
You may have already told me and I just didn't give enough of a shit to remember, but
what?
So if your mom left when you were 3,
mm-hmm. I don't know. I was young.
How was she watching the show?
Before I was 5. So she left before when I was very young. She came to visit when I graduated high school, and I went to visit her after I got married, and then she's been in touch, keeping in touch with.
She did it the right way, man. Just I'll meet up with you on all the milestones.
Yeah, right. my wife talks to her. I don't. Her and my wife are, I mean, they talk all the time. You know, I guess, but not all the time. But I haven't talked to her in a really long time.
Is your wife watching right now?
I'm not sure. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't.
Mrs. Anthony, if you are watching, I am begging you, contact me because I have some questions.
My wife left when I was young, so it's kind of a touchy subject.
I want to either talk to your wife, mm-hmm. your mom. Mm-hmm. We now know your grandma's out of the equation, mm-hmm. or your daughter. I want to talk to a woman in your life.
Why?
I want to know what they think of your porn addictions.
Awesome. Uh-huh. I'm sure my mom will have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
Hilarious. Oh, geez. I'm sorry for asking. Oh, don't be sorry. Why would you be sorry? If I didn't want to talk about it, I wouldn't have fucking brought. I wouldn't have said anything.
So there was a super chat from Ollie. Thank you, Ollie. Oh, it says, yeah. Geez, I'm sorry for asking, Anthony.
Yeah. We always do that. We got to start getting better at that. One of these years.
I just did that. I just got better.
Good job. You just got better.
Okay. Grandmother caused. Okay, so we did that. Grandmother dead check.
So we did that.
Oh, fuck.
You need some coffee or what?
Something.
What the fuck was that?
Playing with a leftover balloon from
why?
The experiment.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are you playing with the balloon? Just put it down. Don't touch it anymore. I don't want to hear
fuck
it.
You.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want you messing with it. Stop it. Dick.
All right. Did you see, have you looked at any of these stories on the board?
No, I kind of read through, but I didn't read them. No.
So apparently there's an app mm-hmm. that, see if I can explain this. So you hold hold your phone up. Mm-hmm. And you point it at a girl.
Okay.
And then it'll superimpose to like they're naked.
Really? Where do you get this at? I mean, just, you know, curiosity. Not going to get it or anything.
Let's see here. Warning over porn app that strips clothed social media pics of women and underage girls naked for sick pervs.
Wait. That's a misleading headline, don't you think? Is it going to, if I point this at a woman, is it going to show me a picture of a naked girl? Like an underage girl? Is that how this works? That's a very misleading headline.
Okay, so I misspoke. It looks like you have to take the picture off of social media.
Oh.
So like if I knew what your mom's Facebook page was,
uh-huh.
I could take pictures of her beautiful body.
uh-huh. That was weird.
It's supposed to be. No, so I could take a picture off her Facebook and plop it into this app
uh-huh.
and see her titties.
Awesome. I think I'm going to get this app. Huh. All right. Bye. I got to get this app. See you guys later. This is crazy.
Look, this is how the perverted application works. Image of target is downloaded. Image of target is uploaded to Telegram bot. Bot generates a stripped version of the image. Stripped image is shared privately. Stripped image is shared on Telegram channels.
What? All right.
I don't know. Somewhere in there's titties.
What's that Telegram channel?
I think Telegram is like some social media shit that.
I thought it was like some kind of messaging app or whatever, right?
I don't know.
I thought it was, but
I know I've seen people in our Discord talking about something on Telegram, and I'm like, I don't know. Is that a Twitter? I don't know.
Starts with a T. Huh. So is it illegal? Is this illegal? I don't even understand what the problem is.
A report by intelligence company Sensity highlighted the issue and confirmed that some of the people in the images appear to be underage. Sensity says the tech being used is a deep fake bot. Words. These bots can create computer generated and often realistic looking content that is based on real life image.
Yep.
It's apparently free to use and pervs just need to send their desired image to it. Huh. They can then share the fake nude image with whomever they like.
Yes. I still don't understand the problem. It's like Photoshop where you don't have to actually Photoshop anything, right?
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Put a picture of me in there. See how big my titties are.
What did I say the name of it was?
Telegram? Or, no, I don't think it's Telegram. Does it say clothed images? I'm looking, but it says uploaded to Telegram bot. So maybe that is what it is.
Look, search for titty app.
Titty app. All right, I clicked on the thing where it says a report. Automating image abuse, deep fake bots on Telegram.
I don't even know. I don't even know what somebody wrote. It's deepnude.io. All right.
Deepnude.io. Put it up on the screen.
I don't want anybody seeing my titties. Okay. I'm in.
All right.
Remove clothes from images.
All right.
Deep Nude, your X-ray vision app. Let's go.
Let's go.
You are currently on the free plan. Upload image. Send me a picture of your grandma.
Okay, let me just pull that right out of my folder here.
Okay. See if I have a picture of my mom.
I told you, put a picture of me up there. See how big my titties are.
Send me a picture of you.
I don't have any pictures of me. I know what I look like.
I don't have any pictures of anything.
You don't have any pictures that aren't already nude? Is that what you're saying?
Hold on. There's the problem.
All right.
I was in the wrong thing on my phone. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
All right. There's a picture of my son.
See how big his titties are.
I got no pictures.
Well, that's not good. Well, what the fuck? How are we going to test this thing out if you got no fucking pictures?
Picture of my dog.
There you go. See what happens if you upload a picture of your dog.
I'm doing a picture of me.
All right.
Get deep nude. Processing. Okay.
Oh, God.
Checking status. Your deep nude is being generated. This could take from 20 seconds to several minutes. Please be patient, Anthony, before you see my titties.
Are your titties visible in this picture already?
No. What am I, a homo? What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Now I got to know.
Okay. So, it'd take me forever to get this up on the screen. I don't know if I can just.
I can't. I see big, huge nipples. That's all I see. It looks like okay. What in the fuck is going on here? It's like your head is sideways and everything's all fucked up on it.
Yeah, I can see why they're making a big complaint about this, because it's so fucking realistic. That's fucking stupid.
Sometimes I think people just like to complain. The world is too good, too full of perverts. That's what it is. Too full of perverts.
So it looked like an ass crack. It looked like it put an ass crack on my chest. So now think about it. Here's what people are worried about.
Uh-huh.
Had I been 17 years old and uploaded that same picture,
uh-huh,
and they put a big ass crack on my chest, they're saying that that's for perverts and child porn addicts.
Perverts are going to jack off to that ass crack on your chest. Oh, shit. In the articles where they like tear down technology like this, it always makes it out to be like the technology is the greatest thing ever. Like NASA invented this, and now all the perverts have NASA technology to see girls naked.
This was the shittiest technology thing that I've ever seen. It's like they just took a picture of a hairy ass crack and just threw it on there.
Just dropped it on here. What do you expect? It can take from 20 seconds to a couple of minutes. What do you want? They got a guy sitting there photoshopping every picture that comes through.
A little bit of Gaussian blur.
That's what it is. And his boss is like, hey, you're going to need to get your photoshops per minute up here. Come on. We got to go.
Okay. Moving on. That was a bu- I want my money back for that app.
The time. I want the time that we spent back.
You know, it could just be that the guy that's doing the photoshops, it's like, all right, so this is just some fat guy. I'm not going to spend any time on this.
That's what it is. This is obviously some fucking podcaster trying to get some content. I got to spend my time on the girls.
Okay, illegal castration.
Isn't all castration illegal?
No.
Oh, all right, cool.
Sheriff, cannibals lured victim to cabin in Oklahoma woods, performed an illegal castration.
All right.
Keep in mind, this ain't too far from me.
Oh, boy.
I can't read anything. You're going to have to read it. All I got is gray lines.
Two men were accused Wednesday in a criminal charge of performing an illegal gender reassignment surgery. Now, that's funny. On a volunteer at their cabin in the woods and then keeping the body parts in a freezer, possibly to eat later. Oh, yeah. So they just throw that in, possibly to eat later. Bob Lee Allen, 53, and Thomas Evans Gates, 42, were arrested October 15th after going to the hospital in McAllister to try to visit the victim, LaFleur County Sheriff Rodney Dingleberry said Tuesday. All right, so I got some quotes here. Let's see if I can.
You're on your own on this. All I got is gray bars.
No, you're good. Hold on. Okay. Oh, I can't say it's a cult of activity. Damn it. No, that ain't going to work. I don't think he's Asian.
Hold on a second.
All right.
I'm going in through the back door.
Oh, damn it. I hate when you do that. You going to read it on your phone?
Yeah. I'm hacking it. All right.
Hacking the Matrix.
Where were you at?
A couple paragraphs under the picture.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I can't say it's cult activity. That's what you were just reading, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the sheriff in this case is a black man who came from New Orleans.
Oh, I don't know what that sounds like. Can't say that it's cult activity. Is that good? You got to be forceful, right? It's something new that we have never in my career run across in this part of the country. It's borderline some type of activity. What? What? It is borderline some type of what? All right. What? We know there's a lot of rumors out there, but at this time, there's no danger to the public.
The 28-year-old victim had flown from Virginia to Dallas and then was driven to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma for the surgery. A sheriff's deputy reported in a court affidavit. Affidavit. David.
David. Affidavit.
The Afro-David. The victim had made contact with Allen through a website while searching online about castrations and related terms. The website requires registration to access, and a registration box is a welcome note from the eunuch maker and the EM crew.
Awesome. Oh, we should start a website called the eunuch maker. That's awesome.
The victim reported Allen claimed to have 15 years of experience and that he videos the procedures for personal use. According to the affidavit, the victim also reported Allen told him that the surgery wouldn't cost him anything.
I'll cut off your cock for free. Oh, shit.
The victim told investigators that Allen performed the removal October 12th on a covered makeshift table at the residence and that Gates helped by handing over the surgical equipment.
What in the fuck?
According to the affidavit, the victim said he was awake for the two-hour surgery after being injected in the needed areas.
What the fuck, man?
Okay.
Scalpel. Here you go.
Okay, how much? You know I believe that everybody has a price.
Yes.
How much would it take for you to let me cut your dick off? If I could almost guarantee that you wouldn't get an infection.
Almost. So, okay. Do I get to keep my dick, or are you keeping it to eat later? Because I'm going to have to charge you a disposal fee if I got to keep it. What do I want it for?
I got to bring in hazardous waste into this.
And, right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Like $1 million?
No. No. If I'm going to have to live the rest of my life without a dick and go through the surgery of having it removed, I want a 100% guarantee that no matter what I do, I'm never going to have to work again. I want to be able to just blow through the money and never have to work again. It would have to be hundreds of millions of dollars.
How much do you... I don't think you know how money works.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of...
Right. That's why I'm going to blow through it all, because I don't know how it works. I'm going to have an entourage. I've never had any friends before. I'm going to buy as many as I can.
I'm thinking like $1,800.
$1,800. Wow, that's why would I do that? $1,800 would not only would $1,800 not change my life, I don't even think that it would change my year.
Have I not told you about the DeWalt planer that I wanted?
Huh. But how is you giving me $1,800 to cut off my penis going to help you with that?
No, my price was $1,800.
Okay. So, I mean, I could do that for you for $1,800 if you want.
You'll pay me $1,800?
Yeah. If you cover the plane ticket for me.
No!
Why?
Forget it. You're not taking this seriously. I'll find some. I'll go to Unix Incorporated or whatever it was.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Unix Incorporated.
Racism it is.
Oh, God. I thought we were going to talk about transgender people. Wait, we just did. I just realized we just did. It was an illegal gender reassignment surgery. Is that how that works? So if I just cut my dick off, is that a gender reassignment surgery? Like, if I don't have a dick, now I'm a female? That's not how that works, I don't think.
Oh, I'm sure in this case it was the person that was looking to get his dick cut off was looking to transition.
Ah.
The person that did the cutting off was looking for lunch. They met each other on the internet. And
God, the internet's an amazing place, isn't it?
When they invented the internet, do you think that like there was anybody that thought at some point what we're doing is making it easy for somebody who wants to cut off their dick to find somebody that will cut off their dick?
Yes. I think there was more of this in the early days of the internet, back when the internet was like the Wild West, you know? You could do this openly and there was no podcasts to talk about it.
Okay. Armed sicko, creepy man walking streets with long gun. Isn't that just a rifle?
Yeah, rifle. Long gun.
With long gun, told witnesses he is going to kill black people.
Huh. Well, that sucks.
Cops questioned and released a man after he was pictured.
You gonna kill black people? Yeah, cool. Go ahead. Thanks for the help, buddy.
Carrying a gun and allegedly claimed he was going to kill black people on Saturday. Okay, so this is another one of those situations where the headline is misleading. Okay. So this makes you think that somebody was walking around carrying a gun, saying, I'm going to kill black people.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Cops stopped them and oh, you're free to go.
Yeah, yep.
Nothing more to see here. Officers with the Cleveland Heights Police Department in Ohio talked with the man but decided he was not breaking any laws before a picture of the man carrying the gun went viral online. Police Chief Annette Mecklenburg.
Awesome. I don't know why that was so funny, but
told the son at the time police responded, cops had not received any reports that any threats had been made. It's quotes. Hey, remember Schmecklenburg?
Schmecklenburg. We had spoke to several people and no one indicated that the man made any threats. All we had at the time was a man carrying a gun. And since Ohio is an open carry state.
You got to start. If you're doing a Jew, you got to start off with oy vey.
All right, let's try that again. Oy vey, can I get a schmear?
Can I get a bagel? Schmecklenburg, reporting for duty.
Oh, look, a nickel. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going on some list somewhere, I tell you that. Oh, my God. All right, I'm not starting over. Since Ohio is an open carry state, his actions did not break any laws.
Schmecklenburg told the son. She added,
oy vey, it was not until today. You came fucking me up. It wasn't until today when the social media post was discovered that there was an allegation of threats. Therefore, at the time, the original incident, there was no probable cause for criminal charges.
Did Schmecklenburg just come Boston. From Brooklyn?
She just came from Boston. I forgot it was a she.
I don't even know if I want to continue reading this article.
Who cares? I'm trying to figure out what really happened here. You said it was a misleading headline, and then we got lost in the Schmecklenburgs.
So the reason why it was misleading is because it's an open carry state.
Uh-huh.
The cops stopped him, and at the time, he was just walking around with a gun, which is legal. And then it wasn't until after the cops talked to him that he started saying he was going to kill black people.
So it made it sound like the cops were in on it.
Right.
Gotcha. How about smirking predator? Woman smiles in mugshot after sodomizing girl, 13, and giving her meth.
Where the fuck are you at?
Popular stories. It just came up on the side.
Mine don't have that.
Maybe it just goes by what you search.
Survivors, two children slept next to blackened corpses of their parents for 3 days. You want to talk about that?
No. Well, maybe a little.
Did they fuck them? Where's Detective Schmecklenburg when they...
Oy vey.
I hope that in Hamilton and Piccolo, I hope Schmecklenburg makes an appearance.
I hope so, too.
Oh, look, a nickel.
That's so stupid. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. All right, moving on. Oh,
Schmecklenburg. Even the name is funny.
I'm going to kill black people. Check.
Check and check.
All right, more black people in the news.
Oh, God.
This is near you, Al.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Chicago. Two Chicago women have been arrested after one woman held a man down while the other stabbed him dozens of times.
What the fuck?
According to police, 21-year-old Jessica Hill and her 18-year-old sister, Jayla Hill, entered a neighborhood shoe store Sunday night where a store security guard greeted them and asked them to put on face masks and use hand sanitizer placed at the front of the store. The sisters refused. So I don't know when they write sisters, I don't know if they mean they're related or because they're black.
Just black.
The sisters refused and became involved in a verbal argument with a 32-year-old man. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, one of the sisters picked up a trash can and smashed it in the 6'5", 270-pound security guard's face. The women then began punching him. Jessica stabbed the man at least 27 times in the back, chest, and arms while the guard and assistant store manager asked them to stop.
Hey, can you stop please?
See, that sounds like what Detective Schmecklenburg would do. Could, oy vey, could you please stop?
Oy vey, stop stabbing him. Oh, my God. So we were at the mall a few weeks back, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And we were looking at whatever in the store, and this lady came in, and the guy that was running the counter, he was about 16, 17-year-old kid. He walked up to the lady, and he said, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to put a mask on. And he had a box of disposable masks. And she didn't even acknowledge that he was there. She just started looking through the stuff or whatever. And he said, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to put a mask on. It's the rules here, whatever. And she just, like, he wasn't even there. Like, she, like, completely ignored everything he said. And the kid asked her again, and then she rolled her eyes and walked out of the store like she was all pissed off. I'm like, well, I looked at my wife. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So we did our shopping at that store, went to another store. And as soon as we walked into the next store, that lady came in after us and did the exact same thing at the next fucking store. The worker, the girl at the next store was like, offered her a mask, a disposable mask. And she just completely ignored her. Like, are you just going from store to store looking for drama? What are we doing here?
No, she's going from store to store trying to find her rights. And they keep taking them away from her.
They keep taking away her rights. I don't get it.
What is there not to get?
That I don't understand why people have to be assholes to each other. Why?
Because you're not going to impose your bullshit on me.
Right. The 16-year-old kid working at the mall is a fascist. You're not going to impose your bullshit on me, kid.
They're just struggling to make their $8 an hour,
exactly,
or whatever.
You're being a fucking cunt.
Better than getting stabbed 27 fucking times.
That's very true.
You would think that would be a... Okay. I want you to tell me when you think it starts getting to be a dangerous job that you wouldn't want your kids doing.
All right.
Working in a mall.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Working in a shoe store in a mall.
Do they
sell
Nikes?
Working in a shoe store in a mall in Chicago.
I'm out. If they sell Nikes, I'm out in the first place.
Like
maybe a Payless would be all right.
If you think about it, because that's so far away from what we're used to, that you have a shoe store that has a security guard. Like, we do.
Right. I didn't even think about that, but you are right. The fucking shoe store has a goddamn security guard.
I was at the mall in Wichita last weekend, mm-hmm. and they had whatever the fucking Halloween stores are.
Yeah. Spirit, I think.
Yeah. So I'm used to those back in Illinois where it's some whatever fucking Hallmark that closed down and they shove a bunch of stupid Halloween costumes in one small store.
Right.
This was like a Sears that closed down and they used half of the Sears for the Spirit Halloween store.
Holy shit.
But they had this little bitty fucking security guard. I mean, he looked like he was just trying on the costume. a wee little bitty man.
He probably wasn't a security guard. He was just trying on a costume, and you just assumed he was a security guard.
But he kept eye-fucking me like he wanted to fight me. Like,
you should have said, what's up, little guy? What are you doing?
So I build stories in my head when I look at people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this guy, I assume he still lives at home, like with his mom.
Uh-huh.
He had long, greasy hair that, like, hung over his eyes like he was like an emo kid with a badge.
Uh-huh.
And so he was wearing a, like, I think it was just the bottom half of a ninja mask, but it was a mask nonetheless.
Oh, yeah.
But the store was only so big. So, like, he was just constantly walking around.
Oh, like, okay.
Just back and forth, back and forth. Uh-huh. And every time his little fucking eyes would just be looking at me as he went by.
Not stealing from me, mister. If coming from like Illinois, where, you know, we live, or you used to live. If I go to a store and like I move to a new place, let's say I move somewhere new, and the first day I go out and I'm gonna go get a pair of shoes. And I go to the shoe store and they have a security guard. Shouldn't that tell you that, like, maybe I moved to the wrong place? Like, maybe we don't want to live where you have to have a fucking security guard at the shoe store. I understand if it's normal for people, but for people that move into Chicago from any other safe place in the world, like, why would you want to move to a place where you, oh, it's really nice in my neighborhood, but we don't have security guards at our shoe stores. I want to move somewhere where I probably am going to get shot buying a pair of shoes or stabbed, I guess. I don't understand why people move to places like that.
What do you have to do in life that you end up as a security guard at a shoe store?
That would be horrible. And you get fucking stabbed to death. That's the way to go.
One of the, I've held many jobs throughout my career. One of the jobs that I did was I got hired as a security guard, a night security guard at an adhesive factory.
What?
It sounds like a joke.
It does. It sounds like the plot for a really bad movie.
I didn't go in. I got drunk.
Oh. I thought you had a cool story.
No, but I used to be a security guard. Awesome. Paul Blart.
Oh, man. It's so weird to me how those security guards can take their job serious. Like, they're going to protect whatever fucking $50,000 worth of merchandise for $6 an hour or whatever and put their fucking life on the line.
It all boils down to questioning their manhood. That's all it's about. It's not because they care about the merchandise. It's because you're questioning their authority.
I think you're probably right about that. That same, little bit of authority they have.
Same thing when I was a bouncer.
Oh, God. Were you a bouncer at a strip club or just a regular bar?
Regular.
Really? Did you ever kick people out just because you could?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That was all I did.
I did that even when I wasn't a bouncer.
You eyeballed me? You say even when I wasn't a bouncer. Hey, you got to go. The manager told me you don't want you here no more.
I would do such shitty, shitty things. Like, hey, you need to buy me a drink.
did that ever work?
Absolutely it did.
Really? Holy fuck. It's crazy to me because you're basically questioning their manhood. If a guy came up to me and was like, buy me a drink, go fuck yourself. And then I'd get beat up. I mean, I can't believe that actually worked.
I had somebody buy me a drink and then I told him I needed a cigarette and he's like, I got an extra pack. You can just have this.
So he
gave me his pack of cigarettes. So I go outside to smoke and they were Camel non-filtered.
Uh-huh.
So I was fucking hammered and I'm trying to I look at it and I'm like, all right, so I got to light the other side. Okay, so I got to light the other side. Okay, so I take them back into them. I'm like, I don't want these.
Oh, God.
You need to give me regular filtered cigarettes, you fucking weirdo.
I'm going to need to fuck your wife, too.
It wasn't all fun and games. I think the phrase was knuckle bumps a couple times.
Knuckle bumps. I really think that brass knuckles shouldn't be illegal. I think I should be able to carry a pair of brass knuckles, to defend myself.
I would go so far as to say that I think that you could wear brass knuckles in a fight and it would have no impact in the fight.
Awesome.
I assume that you'd be wearing brass knuckles and still open hand slapping.
Yep. I challenge you to a duel. I hit him with my glove. Oh, shit. Oh, that's great.
Do you want to go over this email that I got from Everyday Feminism?
Sure. I love Everyday Feminism. It's one of my favorite satire sites.
Yeah. So keep in mind that I get these emails because we signed up for that class.
Uh-huh.
What was it, like defeating whiteism or something?
Yeah. Defeating whiteism. I love it.
All right. So here's the email that I got.
All right.
Hello, friend. 2020's been a lot, to say the least. And next week, it could turn much worse with the presidential elections. Between the pandemic, uprisings, and elections, I get asked a lot about what people should be doing right now and how they should get ready. With so much uncertainty, we understandably want to do something, anything really. But how do we prepare for chaos and violence without adding more chaos and violence to the situation?
Don't be chaotic and violent, stupid.
If we take to the streets, how can we keep each other safe out there? If we stay at home, how can we support those out in the streets? How can we support each other emotionally and process what's happening so we don't just freak out or numb out? How can we make sure our more vulnerable members of community are cared for? If some of us are on the streets or are physically, it's like a Dr. Seuss riddle.
Jesus Christ, man.
These are all the same questions we faced when the pandemic hit and when the uprising started. I believe that we can take the lessons we learned around mutual aid and protesting to help us navigate whatever happens after November 3rd. But let's be real, there's still a lot more lessons we need to learn. For the past year, many of us got burnout and traumatized because we pushed ourselves so hard and directly faced police violence.
Right.
We're still struck trying to figure out what to do after trying really hard to figure that out for months. It's like you wrote this fucking email.
I wrote it for him. I'm the everyday feminism ghostwriter.
I believe that we need to take this resistance and liberation work to the next level, which is where our podcast is going.
I did write this.
Where you're clear about what your unique purpose in this moment is, so you can just focus on offering your unique gift. That doesn't even mean anything. None of this means anything.
What? I want you to read that, just that part again. What does it say?
Liberation work to the next level, where you're clear about what your unique purpose is in this moment, so you can just focus on offering your unique gift.
Just words. Just no, what? What?
What? What? What? What? What? What?
Stupid.
Oy vey. Oy vey. You know how to take care of your feelings that are keeping you flailing.
My feelings!
You're getting practical support, so you don't have to do everything by yourself. You are getting practical support, Anthony.
I don't have to do everything by myself. How nice.
Okay. So it goes on and on and on.
Oh, Jesus. There's more?
Oh, fuck. There is so much to this. And so I'm about halfway through the email. We still are going to go follow a link, and then they're going to try to keep feeding us this shit.
What are they trying to sell here?
And then we're going to get to another link where we finally get to what they're trying to sell. So I want you to be prepared at the end of this. This is me trying to sell something to you. I want to use $97 from the show's account and buy this so that I can teach a class.
Oh. That would be awesome. Or would you be a certified instructor?
I don't think that's what it's intended to be used for.
Oh, all right. All right. Let's figure this out.
Okay. Of course, that's perhaps one of the hardest things for us to do. Colonization, capitalism, patriarchy, and white supremacy have really broken our sense of collective care.
Yep. I don't know what any of that stuff means, but yep. Collective
Which
care.
Is why I decided to call on my friends to co-create an online course to help you be in a collective care pod.
What the fuck? A collective care pod. We should change the name of our show to the collective care pod. That's great.
Because that's the number one answer I keep giving to people's question about how they can get ready for what's to come. Here it goes. We're going to start getting buzzword heavy.
Oh, boy.
Get into small groups of people to help you navigate these burning times in a way that's purpose-driven, trauma-informed, healing-engaged, spiritually grounded, and communally held.
What the fuck does any of that mean? What does trauma-informed mean?
Broken wrist.
So this is a self-defense class. Now I understand. Now I understand. That's my purse.
Okay, so let's break this down.
All right.
In a way that's purpose driven.
Okay.
What does that mean?
So there's a reason for what we're doing, for why we're doing it. That I understand.
Okay. let's do this. I think we can take this and just apply it to our podcast.
Okay.
So get into small groups.
All right, we're in a small group already.
We need to navigate these burning times.
I think we do that pretty well.
Okay, so we need to be purpose-driven.
The purpose is to, what's the purpose?
Get people to sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/who's right.
Purpose-driven. Super chats are on the side over here.
No. So if you need Patreon, you can find that down below, and the super chats are over.
It's over here. Over here. Oh shit.
I know that's a lot, but my friends and I will walk you through it step by step. And oh, wait a minute, we trauma informed.
That means that something really, really bad happened, and it's going to tell you all about it. Like if your uncle fucked you. We gotta talk about that.
Hey, I hate to inform you about this, but your uncle fucked you.
I hate to inform you, but my uncle fucked you.
Okay, healing engaged.
That I don't know what that means.
That would healing be something engaged. That like Iron Man would say into his suit.
Yes, healing engaged. All right, cool.
Spiritually grounded.
Does that mean you don't believe in God or you do believe in God?
It means that you're not allowed to listen to music for 2 weeks.
That sucks. What did I do wrong? Damn it.
Communally held.
That group. So there's only two of us, so that's our commune. So do we both hold it at the same time? Like, I hold your cock, you hold my cock? Is that what it means?
We can just shake hands.
Oh, well, that sucks. All right. I want it to be communally held.
All right. Tomorrow, I'm going to open up registration for the Collective Care Pod course. This is all happening over my personal platform, Rebecoming Human.
Rebecoming Human.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
God.
Here we go. P.S. The Collective Care Pod course will be on a radical sliding scale, so no one will be turned away for funds.
Hmm.
That sounds nice, right?
Yes, absolutely.
PPS.
Oh, boy.
This Collective Care Pod course will be a BIPOC-only space.
What is that? Bicentennial piece of crap?
Yes.
All right.
So they don't talk. I know what it is only from because I read further.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is when we get to that point. But up to now, all as you know, it's a BIPOC-only space.
Okay.
White allies for racial justice are invited to first take my other online course, Healing from Internalized Whiteness, which I think is what we took.
Okay.
And then will later be invited to join a program when they can join CarePods. Okay. So now we're traversing over to Rebecoming Human with Sandra.
Rebecoming Human with Sandra.
So you know that this lady is like Chinese or Vietnamese.
Yeah, she was the same one that did our course, right? Wasn't she Asian? Was it? No, it was a white lady and a black lady, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, hi, I'm Sandra. I'm here to support you in transforming our world. As a spiritual healing guide for the collective liberation of all beings from systemic oppression.
What? God, words are awesome.
I can support you in healing from internalized oppression so you can embrace your sacred calling during this time of global burning and radical possibilities.
Radical will you join possibilities. Me in... I love it.
Will you join me and thousands of others working for our collective freedom? Why don't we have a website like this?
I just want to copy that one. That's amazing. So I don't even know, like, you've read a paragraph of words. I know those words are English, but I have no fucking clue what you said. How does that work? How can you speak English? And I know individually what those words mean, but I have no idea what you said.
So what we should do is a website like this, where it's pictures of us out in the woods like this lady is.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know what lorem ipsum is? It's like the generic text. So if you were to type in lorem ipsum, Uh-huh. It's like a text generator. So if you want to see how text is going to look in a paragraph.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Let's just have our whole website that.
I think it would make just about as much sense.
Okay. One, join a collective care pod. Join our collective care pod course for BIPOC who want to heal from internalized depression and co-create a caring community around us in service of our collective liberation.
Jesus Christ.
Two, join the healing circle. Join Tea Time, which is apparently a show, a biweekly online healing circle that guides you through healing practices for navigating the pandemic and systemic oppression.
How?
Why don't we do Tea Time on our Patreon to help guide people through burning cities and cops hunting black people?
Right. How weak of a person do you have to be to sit through this? Like,
well, I'm here on my own accord.
I mean, just like you just have to be the weakest person in the world to think that you need this and this is a good idea. I'm going to sit through Tea Time where people help me with internalized oppression. Bleh, what?
Bleh. Oy vey. All right. Three, gather other BIPOC.
Like in the woods?
In the jungles, maybe?
Damn it, I missed the fucking perfect opportunity. Son of a bitch.
Join Grounding Gatherings, a biweekly online community space for black indigenous. I got it.
Got it.
4 years. That's the first time I've pronounced it.
It just doesn't look right, does it?
Okay. For black, indigenous, and people of color, BIPOCs.
So it's not even bisexual?
No.
That sucks.
Wanting to get grounded and connect with others during these burning times of police brutality and state violence.
Police brutality and state violence. Awesome. Just awesome. I seriously thought BIPOC was bisexual people of color. I seriously, I didn't know. I really thought that's what it meant.
Okay, so BIPOC is black, so black.
Black.
Indigenous, which is Indian.
Indian, right.
And then people of color, which I thought meant black.
Black. So black, Indian, and black. It's like some kind of sandwich. So it's a BIPOC sandwich. That's perfect.
Why? It's not even fair that black people get two votes in the BIPOC democracy.
The BIPOC democracy.
Oh. Okay. Number four, do a healing justice training for white allies. Join us. Join our Healing from Internalized Whiteness online training, which is for white allies wanting to do the inner work necessary to show up for racial justice. If you recall, again, we went through this. Doing the work means sitting and listening to these two fucking dykes talk for 2 hours.
Right.
That's doing the work.
And we couldn't even do the work. We got about halfway through the work and we're like, this is hard. This isn't the right job for us.
Number five, transform your workplace. Get the Liberating Organizations Training Handbook, where you learn how to intentionally structure your organization to be anti-oppressive and to support you in being your whole authentic self at work. What? That's what I want to buy.
You want to express yourself and be your whole authentic
self? I want to
turn
Who's Right in Podcast Incorporated, LLC, into an all-inclusive. I want to liberate it. I want to liberate
decolonize.
And make it inclusive.
You want to decolonize, liberate, and make it inclusive. All right.
All right. So if I click yes, I want the handbook.
Mm-hmm. Is there an option for no? I'd rather not.
$97. I don't think it'll be a $97 joke, though.
What's the radical sliding scale? I thought we weren't going to pay anything. Because we're like suffering from internal oppression. So we got to not pay you money because we need your help or whatever.
Ah, fuck. All right. Maybe we'll just join the BIPOC collective care pod.
Can you do that? Do you have to pretend to be BIPOC?
Yo, what up, motherfuckers?
Yeah, you have to write that in the email. We know this email came from a white person.
Do you want to turn these burning times into liberating times?
Yes.
Okay.
More than anything.
Global pandemic, increasingly global pandemic, increasingly authoritarian governments, police violence, devastated comedy. Economy.
What? Well, I was going to say, at least a devastating comedy.
And climate change related natural disasters. Hit after hit, they seem to just keep coming in 2020 with no end in sight as we enter 2021. These hits have made one thing increasingly clear to many of us. Our government and major institutions are unable to and are unwilling to prioritize people over profits and power.
Awesome.
That sounds like a Tupac lyric.
If I was going to ask people for money, that's the perfect way to do it. The institutions put profit over people. Give me money and I'll tell you how.
Oh, what's that? Are you familiar with Tupac?
Not at all. Other than what he did with Digital Underground, where he was a backup dancer.
Our government and major institutions unwilling to prioritize people over profits and power. Polish and pistols, prepare for battle, pass the palm. See, I can, it's the same thing.
You're an ally. Good job.
I want to be indigenous. Indigenous.
I want to be indigenous too.
So we've talked about indigenous. What does it mean?
I thought it just meant Indian. You were here before me. Anybody here before me?
Okay, I was here before you.
Right, you're indigenous.
Especially black, indigenous, such a hard word, and people of color who have been disproportionately exploited and harmed in this oppressive system with colonization, slavery, and its ongoing impacts to this day.
Can you explain what colonization is?
I sure can.
For us idiots, because
I'm glad you asked.
Colonization. I'm glad you asked. Let me type it in.
The action or process of setting among and establishing control over the indigenous people of an area. Colonization or colonization refers to large-scale population movements where the migrants maintain strong links with their or their ancestors' former country, gaining significant privileges over other inhabitants of the territory by such links. I don't know what it means, okay?
All right. It's bad, apparently.
The action by a plant or animal of establishing itself in an area.
Oh, that I understand.
Okay, here we go. Stupid the action plants. Of appropriating a place or domain for one's use. Okay, so that's what they're talking about.
So I bought this house. I appropriated this house, right?
I think they're talking more holistically.
Like
that's a word.
My neighborhood?
Right? No, more holistically.
Like my whole city? Like I'm going to buy the whole city?
More! It's not Anthony the white man.
Oh.
It's the white man, including Anthony.
Oh.
You red line, you red circles.
So we should get a
map of your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And just draw a red line around your house and say, no black people allowed inside here.
And post it on my front door. Awesome. Just awesome.
You know what could be funny? We could get you in the news.
Yeah?
Okay, your house, you're not planning on selling your house, right?
Not anytime soon.
I think you should put up a social media post that says, I will not sell my house to a black family.
And then in small letters, or a white family. Huh, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to go viral. What could go wrong?
Make sure you wear one of our shirts when the news comes.
Don't we sell hoods? White hoods with the eyes cut out in them?
No, that went with the fucking baby onesies.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm done with this.
All right. So you had to click through two links to get to where you could actually buy something. Is it because they're trying to trap you? Is that why? Like, once you've clicked through, I'm already invested. Might as well spend $97. That's a lot of reading.
The Collective Care Pod Course is an 11-week online course.
Holy shit.
For BIPOC wanting to navigate these burning times in deep togetherness and for our collective liberation.
I really think we should do that. Can we be BIPOC? Do you have to have your camera on when you're taking the class so they can physically see that you're BIPOC?
I just shut the lights off.
Smile real big. Oh, shit. I want to go through another one of those courses because I think they're, even though it was really, really, really hard to make it through them, we didn't even make it through the first one.
It wasn't a course. That was the problem. It was just two people talking to each other.
Yeah. Two people talking about how bad white people are, basically.
Similar to this show, if you think about it.
We could sell this as a course, Dan. Son of a bitch. I really think we should make a page on our website, just like what you know, whatever you called it. Lori Epstein or whatever you said.
Lori Schlecklenburg.
Right. I think that's a good idea. I think we should do that.
Okay. Hey, bye. Sly, can you do that?
Is that how we communicate? We do all our communications on the show.
That's how I do it. That's how I've always done it.
I know. It's awesome. Oh, shit. We better do our patrons before we forget.
Oh, fine.
I almost just said bye.
All right. Let's see here. All right. I guess I got to go. Mm-hmm. Ready? Oh, yeah. Thank you to everybody that signed up to our Patreon at patreon.com/who's right. For just $5 a month, you get unlimited bonus episodes.
All of it.
All right. Carter, you motherfucker, you signed up for a whole year. We appreciate it. So much so that we hired our private investigator to search you out, and now we're going to dox you. Carter was a backup dancer in the MC Hammer video for Can't Touch This. He didn't get to meet MC Hammer, but he did end up fingering Paula Abdul, who just happened to be on the same set and drunk. Okay.
Okay.
Carter spends most of his time hanging out at the Bowling Alley Arcade. They still have NBA Jam. He's on fire!
He's on fire.
I was so fucking awesome.
Sometimes our investigator forgets that our audience is like, you know, 30 years too young for fucking NBA Jam.
I was so awesome at arcade games.
Yeah.
Like Mortal Kombat, the original one.
Yeah.
I challenge any of our listeners to a Mortal Kombat off.
On the old actual arcade game.
I would go as high as Mortal Kombat or Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That I could fuck them up.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. Go.
Oh, yeah. See here. Gordon. Thank you, Gordon, for signing up. We appreciate it.
Ian's back. He upgraded from $85 to $90.47 a month.
$90.47. Thanks, Ian.
I am getting to the point where I want to talk to Ian.
All right. Why?
I just want to say hi. Tell him thank you.
All right. Have him on.
Atomic Waffle would like for me to call you gay.
I'm not going to allow that.
Shut up, you're gay.
All right, touche.
Don't be gay.
Sorry. Try harder.
Okay, Sir Savage. So this... Didn't he send an email or something and he wanted a backstory?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What?
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 I said yeah. What?
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I can't hear you over this fucking racket.
Turn it down a little bit.
All right. Sir Savage. Savage is a SoundCloud rapper from Brazil. He raps mostly about unicorns. To help pay the bills, he takes part in paid medical research. In his last test, someone in a white lab coat sprayed some liquid in his eyes and told him to call if he went blind. He got $25.
Nice. It's a great way to make a living.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Fucking things.
All right. Elian? Is that Elian Gonzalez? Like that little kid that got shot in the face?
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Because the, yeah. The, remember
he didn't
the,
get shot in the face. He got taken out of a closet.
Yeah, with a gun pointed in his face, and then they shot him, didn't they? They just didn't show that part of the news?
Then they threw him in a well.
Yeah, exactly. Called him Jessica. Elian, yeah, thank you, Elian.
What kind of name is this? Cristobal?
Cristobal.
Cristobal. Thank you, Crystal Ball.
Thanks, Crystal Ball. Domingo. Thank you very much, Domingo. We appreciate it.
All right, so I've got a question about this last one here. We've only got one more to do.
All right.
So this is Jem.
Yep.
If we had Jem on the show.
Yep.
We were trying to raise money so Jem could cut her dick off.
Right.
She donated, she signed up at the the $20 a month.
Yep.
For a year.
Yes.
She paid enough that she could have went to Oklahoma and got her dick cut off.
Somebody could have ate that shit. I thought you said it was $1,800.
No, the surgery was free.
Oh yeah.
It was $1,800 for me to cut it. Oh.
Son of a bitch. Well, either way, we appreciate it. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I was a little confused too, actually. I mean, I did, you know.
So I thought we pissed Jem off.
So did I. It was like she just dropped off the face of the earth. You know what I mean?
You think she was found out? Like she went into hiding?
I hope not. I would feel terrible. Especially if somebody at her work listens to the show and just made the connection. That would be horrible.
Wait a minute. I work in a guitar factory. Jem is the owner and manager of Starlight Music Company and lead singer of the rock group The Holograms. Jem uses her magic earrings to project holograms around her and uses this ability to provide special effects for the performances of her band. The Holograms do mostly Limp Bizkit or Guns N' Roses cover songs, but will occasionally play some Elton John tunes. That was horrible.
Was it? Why? What do you don't want to pay for a real private investigator? You get what you get.
No, you could have said something like
me. I could have. You're the one that said it. The investigator's the one that investigated it.
Jem uses her magic earrings to project holograms around her. And uses this ability to provide special effects for the performances of her band, Great White.
The Holograms. Didn't you? Right over your head.
No. I'm just trying to see how we can make it funny. If her magic earrings causes
funny
and she's in the Great White and it burned up and killed people, that's funny.
See, I didn't make the connection until you just said that.
If I say Great White, the band, what do you think of other than a bunch of people dying?
Cherry Pie. Didn't they do Cherry Pie?
That's Warrant, you dumbass.
It's all the same to me. Guns N' Roses, Warrant, Cherry Pie, whoever else. It's all the same.
All right. You want to go over to our after show chat?
Yeah.
And after show?
And chat after the show.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you to everybody for the super chats, by the way.
And thank you for signing up to Patreon, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
Patreon.com/Who's Right. Bye.